Jay's not here and I'm sad and everyone else is gonna be sad. No one cares. Everyone hates me. They see us on Instagram and they see Jose's the hot one. And I'm just the man with all the bass. Is there anyone here? Can anyone help me this week?
I'll help you, Scott. It's okay.
Who are you? Don't touch me.
I'm Justin.
Justin who?
Justin Stokes.
Justin Stokes.
Your bestest of non-best friends.
I don't know what that means, but that's right, everybody. This is 2-Bit with me, your host, one of them at least, Scott Petty. And with me, not as always, but hopefully occasionally, Justin Stokes. What's up, buddy?
Nothing really.
Oh, great. Great start. This is going to be good,
nothing
guys.
Nothing really, just trying to stay warm.
Oh, man. This is like we're at work, and we work in an office, and people are doing like that. Oh, man, that weather, huh? And
yeah.
They're like, yeah, the weather's crazy. Were you on the 45 this morning? Oh, boy, backup city. It's ridiculous. So anyway, Justin Stokes, are you nervous still?
Yeah.
What are you nervous about?
Because I've never been on a podcast.
Neither have I, at least a popular one.
This is the most popular podcast in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back. Whatever. 2-Bit, the most popular podcast, gaming podcast. I have to clarify that. Coming out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Jose is not here. He is in Arizona this week.
He's visiting family.
Visiting his girlfriend's family, not his family.
No, they're pretty much married at this point.
Oh, Jose and his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see how they like hearing that when they listen to this on the ride back from Arizona. I think they're flying.
Really?
I would hope so. I hope they're not driving from Arizona to Indiana.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. So Jose was actually going to move to Arizona at one point, and then I was so upset. And I said, man, I'm coming back from California to Indiana. Now you're going to move to Arizona, which is closer to where I was. So I gave him $1,400 to make him stay. Anyway, Justin, do you play any games this week?
I did play some games.
If you smack one more time, this is your first strike, I will kick you out of my home.
Sorry. I did play a few games this week.
Uh-huh.
So the first game that I tried out was Adrift.
Okay, what's that?
It actually came out in August or September, and it's kind of like a survival game, but it takes place in space. So you're on a space station, and you find out that, you know, it gets ripped apart. And you have to salvage equipment and pretty much solve the mystery of what happened.
So is it something like Don't Starve, where it's just sort of an ongoing thing, you see how long it can last, or is it more of a story-driven thing?
It's definitely more of a story-driven thing.
Okay.
So you start off, you know, you're concussed, and you're trying to fix your suit, and, you know, throughout the wreckage that you come across, there's, like, O2 oxygen tanks that you can put in to get your oxygen back up, and you uncover like little data pads, you uncover you uncover notes that your scientific team did throughout the exploration. I think they were, from what I pieced together, they were working on some type of new equipment because they were trying to colonize the moon, and something went wrong.
Make sure to bring up your voice just a little bit so people don't think I'm talking to myself.
But you are talking to yourself.
Oh, no. This is what the doctor said would happen.
But no, I put in a few hours, and it's pretty good.
Is it just survival, or is it survival horror, or what?
No, I wouldn't say it's survival horror.
So it's more of just figuring out what happened to get you to this point.
Yeah.
Kind of like The Witness. No, and whatever. I don't care. Anyway, what else?
I tried my nephew's PlayStation VR.
Ooh, how was that?
It was good. He had the...
Did you get sick?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. He has the VR world, and I guess it's the demo that comes with all the other VR games.
Yeah.
And so that was fun. I really enjoyed a lot was Eve Valkyrie.
Okay, I've seen a little bit of that, but I haven't done anything in VR with it.
Yeah. Interesting, Adrift, you can play that VR. So
really?
You start off, it's like your HUD is like the suit,
and
so like you can move around, and but you can't like actively like go forward or back because you have to control your thruster, which consumes your oxygen. So you have to, you know, balance out between whether or not you're going to move or you're going to use your air. So you can use that for the VR, and I kind of want to steal his VR So I can take it home and play Adrift?
Well, he is your nephew. He's much smaller than you. You could physically attack him.
I'll just pay him.
Or you could, yeah, pay him and then take it.
But, yeah, I would really want to try the Adrift on the VR because just playing it without the VR, it's pretty immersive because you have to go through and, you know, piece together what exactly happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm at the section, spoiler alert, if you guys haven't played it.
You can skip ahead, like, 2 minutes if you want.
Yeah, you just have to solve the mystery, figure out what happened to the space station, and you have to turn on a few of the key life support mainframes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've activated two, and you know, I found a few dead crew members. But other than that, you know, I think what would really help is like the VR, because as soon as you go into open space, there's Earth, and it's like beautifully rendered. All that's under there, real time. You know, rotation, you can see the continents, day and night cycle. It's pretty great, really.
All right. And anything else past the VR stuff? PSVR? That's it for you?
That's been it. Busy week, really.
Busy week outside of playing video games?
Yeah.
It's weird how that happens, right? You get older and then you have less time for stuff.
Right?
Man, let's get into this. Sucks. Yeah, everything's awful. I tweeted, now I'm not going to say, I don't want anyone to know my personal Twitter because it's strange. Anyway, I think I tweeted something about a bad year in 2017, killing myself. A good year, getting murdered. So our friend Jonathan, I texted him one night, sending him pictures of my bank accounts and stuff, mm-hmm. and the cash I have on hand at home. And I offered him a significant amount of money to kill me. And he called me to verify if I was kidding or not. Because
he's such a good friend.
He is. He's done everything for me up to this point, so I just need
including
him to...
Including murdering
you. Yeah, maybe. I said, I think I offered him something in the sum of $23,000 in cash, plus my credit cards for however long until I cancel them, which I think would be more than enough to get him out of the States and somewhere cool to start out. There has to be somewhere you can start out really well with like 25 G's. I'm just saying. But no, he did not offer to kill me. Anyway, this week for me, I don't know if I got around to any games at all. It was a pretty busy week for me too. A lot of stuff going on at work.
Yep.
Still want to quit, so keeping that in mind. But I think maybe I played a little bit of Dying Light, which was meh. It's been so long now.
I put that in last night. I was gonna play it.
Did you? Yeah. We should go up again.
Yeah, it's fun. It really is.
It really is. I played so much of it when I finally got around to it. And now that I'm playing, I'm still trying to get like some co-op stuff and all that. So that's kind of what I've been doing. Threw in a couple extra hours on The Witcher, which has been cool. Interesting to see where that's going. And other than that, I actually did one of the resolutions that Jose and I talked about, which was kind of going back and auditing my video game selections, mm-hmm. kind of. So I was able to say, look, it's been this long. I'm not going to get around to this video game. I'm not going to play this. I'm never going to finish this. I don't want it to be one of those things where I'm forcing myself to finish a game just because I'm like, well, I started it, you know? So I went through and I was able to get rid of like 9 games that I was like, I'm never going to get around to this. So that felt good. And I'm trying to catch up on my backlog there. But that was kind of it for me. So let's move on to the news.
The news.
For this week. Now, we've done absolutely no planning. Jose and I usually do a little bit of planning. Justin is holding his crotch right now.
It's very warm. It's cold in this room.
Is it really cold?
Yeah.
It feels pretty warm. He's using his testicles to warm up his, four fingers, and then his thumb,
I don't think this is appropriate.
He's rubbing his clitoris. Oh, boy. This is as blue as we've gotten before. Okay, but we've done no... This is going to be a bad episode, guys. And that's fine.
I'm here to help you through. It's okay.
Thanks, man. Justin is my sponsor, so he's helped me get through everything.
Warm pants, that's what I offer.
I don't want warm pants from you. Yeah, so we did no real research this week, so this is just all kind of off the cuff, and Justin has no idea what I'm about to bring up. Nope. So let's get into it. First of all, since we recorded last time, the Steam Awards were announced, and I have some of the winners here today. Villain in Most Need of a Hug, Portal 2. GLaDOS. GLaDOS wasn't in that one, was she?
I don't know who that
is.
It
was the... God, I'm a little buzzed right now, too. So let's get that on the table.
What do you got in your cup?
What is that? This is Molly water. So I'm a little off that Molly. Portal 2, which was... it's been so long since I played that dumb fucking British robot. I'm so mad right now.
I've only played the original Portal.
Did you even beat it? Play it all the way through?
No.
Well, you're worthless. I thought this game was cool before it won an award. Award went to Euro Truck Simulator 2. I feel like I could get down with the truck simulator.
Yeah.
I feel like I could just pop a Molly in my water, drink it down. Jolly Rancher, of course. A little bit of codeine. Drink some lean, you know?
I feel like that's all they drive, like, over in Russia because of all the
everyone
the
drives
YouTube
trucks.
Videos.
Yeah. Everyone has a dash cam and everyone wrecks in their stuff. The Test of Time Award went to Skyrim, which just means people are still playing it. And granted, it just came back out. You got the collector... What's it called? Collector's Edition?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. How's that been? Have you actually been playing it since you first got it?
No. Well, I mean, I played it... The sole reason I actually repurchased it was... You know, to check out the mods.
Mod support.
But so far, PlayStation has yet to, you know, let custom assets be added to the game.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think much is going to change
with that.
So
it's kind of just been put on the back burner. I don't think they ever will.
Yeah. When mod support was released for PS4 for Fallout 4, I was like, oh, I'll try this out. And it was just, oh, do you want grass in the game? We can give you grass.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is for PlayStation, really.
Yeah. So I don't really care for that. Just 5 more minutes award, Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Never played it. I watch people play it occasionally.
Very
blows my mind.
Very
what?
Very fast-paced.
Yeah, I don't think I can keep up. Game within a game, Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't know what that means. Maybe the GTA Online. I'm not doing any research. Yeah, bish.
It's probably like the story where you can choose to, you know, who you're going to kill at the end.
I don't know. The Whoa Dude Award also went to GTA 5. I'm not crying. There's something in my eye. There's something in my eye. The Walking Dead. Yeah, I cried at the end of the first one.
Did you really?
Yeah. I played the second season as well. Haven't got around to the third. Second season was okay. It was, I don't know. You couldn't really get that much more of an emotional attachment, and it was just sort of crazy. And the way it ends was kind of interesting.
Are those the characters that are in the game, the characters in the TV series?
No.
Okay.
Totally different.
Is it canon or non-canon?
That I don't know. I think it's just sort of its own thing.
Okay.
So I think it's canon as far as games go.
Okay, so it's kind of like another surviving group throughout the world.
Yeah, the only one that was tied to the show was they had the Walking Dead Michonne, who's one of the characters from the comic book and and the show. So the community awards, okay. The Boom Boom Award went to Doom. Boom Boom, Doom. Which makes sense.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. The love-hate relationship, Dark Souls 3. Did you play Souls 3? Jose's got
it. We tried to play Bloodborne. Could not get past the first 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you played through that same thing where colonial motherfuckers were just destroying you every 5 seconds.
Wait, didn't we give that to Jose?
Yeah, well, no, I did this thing. We talked about it, I think, the last episode, where I traded Alien Covenant, or whatever that game is, Alien Isolation to you for
The Witcher.
Mm-hmm. And then I traded Bloodborne to Jose for Batman Arkham Knight. And then I let Jose borrow The Witcher 3, which he never gave back.
And then you got it.
And then I got it for Christmas from my girlfriend's brother. So it all kind of worked out, except for you. You got screwed. And Better with Friends, Left 4 Dead 2. I'm excited for a Left 4 Dead 3. I think you, me, and
people
Jose
still play Left 4 Dead.
I don't know. These are obviously from all around the past couple of years.
Okay.
But I think that's probably just the most fun thing to play with friends if you're playing with bots.
Oh yeah,
and stuff,
definitely.
And just the idea of never-ending zombies and all that. It's a little scary for me.
Yeah, my favorite level was the mall, just because it reminded me of the movie. What was the movie?
Oh, boy. You can't come without these facts, Justin.
There's so many zombie movies.
Everyone's yelling at you. All 4 of our listeners are yelling at their radios right now because they listen through the radio.
We'll just skip it. It's one of the movies.
I'll edit that in later.
Dawn of the Dead.
Sure.
No, that's the movie, Dawn of the Dead. I just remembered.
It looks like that's not interesting. Moving on to the next thing. Fill in the silence with stuff. Steam also announced some of its best sellers. And it's kind of the same shit we just talked about. Boy, oh boy. I feel like a grandfather who's kind of gone off the handle, but no one tells him. Oh, yeah, you were talking about VR earlier. So the DayZ creator came out and he said, there's just no money in VR. Like, he's saying, why would I...
That's understandable.
Yeah, it's...
That goes... Remember when we were talking about gimmicks a while back? Like, how the PlayStation has a gimmick with the touchpad, and the Nintendo has a gimmick with, like, the 3D and stuff.
Make sure to bass up your voice, bro.
Got it.
Yeah. But, so he says it's been very unprofitable despite exceeding... sales objectives, which a lot of people are saying. They're saying, we expected to only sell this much. We sold twice as much, and we still made nothing on it. He said, I don't mean money to go to buy a Ferrari. I mean money to make payroll. People talk about developers who have taken Oculus/Facebook/Intel money like they've sold out and gone off to buy an island somewhere. The reality is these developers made these deals because it is the only way their games could come out. So when Jose and I, we kind of made a deal that once the Switch comes out, he'll pick up the Switch and I'll pick up PSVR. That's kind of our thing. That way we'll both be able to sort of stay up on it. And the hard thing is right now is with the VR market being so limited in terms of people having it, granted PSVR has the largest market share there, it's still going to be a while until it's greatly supported. And until people can make money, they're not going to really want to support it.
Right.
I mean, you might just try to get your game out there, but... Yeah, they don't make these games for fun. They're not like, you know, these guys are really going to love this. It was a passion project. They're like, no, we need to make a lot of money in order to just say this wasn't a total waste of money and time.
Well, Steam does their VR stuff, and I think most of the games that come from Steam are like third party and people who just like want to make the game to see what it would be like with the VR support.
Yeah.
And there's like, I don't know, like 200 plus of VR games that you can download on Steam. All of them seem interesting, but, you know, it all goes
every single one.
Well, for me, because, you know, since I've messed with PlayStation VR, I kind of want to see what's out there.
Yeah.
But I just think that at the moment where we are with technology, I don't think VR is something that we can, like, fully put everything, like, that we know into it, at least quite yet.
Yeah. I'm excited for what's to come because obviously I do think it really is the future of gaming. I think we're going to see a lot of games coming out for the PlayStation that also offer a VR experience. Like they're trying to go back and do that with Fallout 4 so you can play that in VR. Mm-hmm. It's definitely interesting, but Jose mentioned I think last week, like is someone really going to spend 3 or 4 hours in VR playing Fallout 4? It seems kind of unlikely, but I think that's what a lot of people are going to do, at least to kind of get their start in it, is say, hey, here's this game. You can also play this section of the game in VR, or if it's first person, play the whole thing in VR and still using the controller. So it's just like having a big screen taped to your face.
Yeah. It's also interesting because Microsoft has the hard light, and they haven't said anything.
What's the hard light?
Isn't that like the... I think they showed the demo back at one of the E3s where it projected the game like onto a table. It was Minecraft.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Microsoft Hard
Light? I have no clue. I've never even heard of Hard Light. I'm a bad person.
Well, it was... Instead of VR, it projects the game like you can physically see it instead of without a television. So it's like a 3D projection.
Oh, yeah. They're doing like their augmented reality stuff as opposed to... Yeah.
Yeah. But so we haven't heard anything from them about that.
I think we're going to hear a lot more of that when it comes down to the Xbox Scorpio, whatever that's going to be called, the Xbox 1.5
or whatever. That's next year, right?
This year, I'm pretty sure.
This year.
I think it's 2017. I think... Yeah, you're going to see something with that, whether it's the AR stuff or it's showing VR support, because the big difference between the Xbox Scorpio and the PS4 Pro is that it was a pretty decent upgrade to the Scorpio.
And it's not just another console stacked onto itself.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they have a lot more power coming to it, which would lead me to believe that they're trying to do something a little more powerful with VR. The augmented reality stuff is definitely interesting, but I think with everyone kind of jumping into the VR market, it'd be kind of weird if Microsoft didn't, especially considering their link to computers and whatnot. And right now, it's basically PSVR is holding the majority of stuff. And then I think Oculus and then HTC Vive, which have pretty they're pretty limited considering the type of PC you need to play them. Mm-hmm. And plus the fact that they are, you know, twice as expensive as PSVR. Yeah, so
you definitely got to have, you know, some money you're willing to throw out to get that.
Yeah, because it's not like buying, you know, a $600 VR thing. You're also looking at touch controllers and, you know, $1,000 plus PC possibly to be able to run everything.
Oh, yeah, the PlayStation VR doesn't even come with the controllers. It just comes with the headset.
Yeah, so you have to buy those. So everyone at GameStop got their giant bundles of Move controllers out of the back and priced them instead of 25 cents. They priced them at $25.
Yeah.
So that way they can be like, hey, guys, remember these? I can't wait until they sell me back my plastic Guitar Hero guitar. Remember when we went, we were, I think, super broke, every single one of us. We needed money, and we took like a haul of probably, I don't know, like 100 games
all together. Our 360 games?
All of our 360 games at the time. I think I was moving, and everyone else was just straight up struggling a little bit. And they wouldn't even take the Guitar Hero guitar. I was like, can you just take it and you don't even have to give me money for it? And they were like, no, man, we have like a back room full of these fucking guitars. And then I think for our entire haul of like 100 games, we maybe made like $11.
In-store credit.
In-store credit. They said you could have $11 in store credit or I can give you like a 37-cent stamp. And I was like, well, I'm not mailing anything.
Right.
So I didn't really need that. Actually,
was that GameStop?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, they said we can give you $11 store credit or we can pay you in Confederate money, which I don't think is good anywhere anymore.
Not even in the South.
Yeah. They were like, we can give you Confederate money or we can give you that Greek money that they started weighing by the pound instead of taking it.
They don't even offer pesos either.
Yeah, they didn't offer pesos. Taco Bell was offering pesos. I was trying to win that $98,000 in pesos, but...
Probably could have... Took him to Disc Replay.
Man, let's jump out of that. You remember...
You were going to say VR, but with Guitar Hero 3.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they throw that into, like, you know, World Tour or whatever, because why not? It would just be you staring at the crowd of people being, like, holding signs that say you suck and then somehow also holding a sign on the other side that says you're good.
That would be so 80s, though. It's... Like your typical like 80s film like with the arcade, and there's like someone with like a big headset and they got like a guitar.
Yeah,
and just like it's so 80s to me.
To think about that now, it's weird because no one's impressed when new technology comes out. Like, and at one point people were like, one day we're gonna have computers the size of a sheet of paper, and then you have like super thin tablets like the iPad Air 2 or whatever.
The new Mac's pretty thin also.
Yeah, and it's this stuff that happens and everyone's just like, yeah, whatever, because it came so gradually, it seems. But now it's like, yeah, the future stuff is here. And then VR looks a little funky, but then you think in 5 years they're gonna be like sunglasses that you're wearing inside and you'll actually be able to walk. No, do you remember that?
That's what the Microsoft thing is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You wear sunglasses?
You wear like a little, kind of like how they had the Google glasses or whatever beta. Yeah, you put on some glasses and what you see is like projected onto a table.
And then everyone else sees nothing and then you look insane.
Well, I think you got to pay extra for other people to see it.
If only everyone knew how many fingers you're pointing at me today.
One at you.
Keep doing finger guns at me the whole episode. No, I was going to say, do you remember that lady from Taco Bell when we were teenagers? Do you remember her name? I feel like it was Rosie or Sandy or something like Shirley. Do you remember Shirley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she was our mom.
Yeah, she was our Taco Bell mom. Yeah. We went there like every week and she would do the thing where she charged us to take out but let us eat in because it cost differently, which I didn't know until then. And me, you, and who else? Jose?
Jonathan and Freddie.
We'd all go and eat a bunch of Taco Bell, like $40 worth of Taco Bell.
Sometimes Aaron.
And then, oh man, getting past that. No, man. I miss Let's Go Get Taco Bell all the time now. It's a little hard. You're vegetarian.
I was going to say you're a vegan, and back then you pretty much paid for everything.
I did, yes, because I was the only one with money. Because
you
I
were
was,
the only one who worked.
Yeah, I was. Because I think I was the only 14-year-old who had to get a near full-time job. Everyone else
hey,
is
man,
like...
Hey, man, props to your mom.
Yeah, I know. For what? Taking care of me and stuff?
No, getting you a job.
She got me a job so I could help out.
Mom was like, no, you don't need a job. Stay home.
Yeah, and my family was like, hey, you got to work because we got bills to pay, and right now we're eating dirt for dinner. So it wasn't that bad. I shouldn't play that.
I liked Adams.
Adams was cool. Me and Justin both worked cleaning like box trucks for a summer or something.
And we stole food.
We, yeah, that place went under. We stole a bunch of fucking food.
Yeah, they're not around anymore. Yeah, they don't care.
What that place did is it gave everyone who worked there cancer, including my mother, and then it closed down. So, not in that order. It actually closed down. Everyone got cancer. If we want to be real serious, two of the people who got cancer murdered themselves. They are dead. And then the other people either, they got some other form of terrible cancer. No, the other one was my aunt who got breast cancer, and I think she might have had to do a mastectomy or two, and my mother who had two types of cancer, and then Gary and that other guy killed themselves because they couldn't afford, because they just lost their jobs and then found out they had terrible cancer. This is fun for a gaming podcast. We're just getting loose now because, you know what, I didn't have anything planned, and this isn't a real episode anyway. This isn't episode 6 or whatever it is. This is Justin coming in to talk shit.
That's what I do, anyways.
What if what are you looking forward to this year in gaming?
In gaming.
Any games in particular?
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah. Have you seen the new trailers and stuff?
I have, yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, they're kind of going back to, you know, what the first three games, you know, the characters that we're familiar with, the alien species. But I just feel like since we're in a whole new galaxy, like who are we fighting in the new galaxy?
I don't know.
Me neither. But apparently they're fighting each other. I just thought it was about exploration and what happened to like the main bad guys.
Well, everything that I've seen about this is basically like a ragtag group of all these different species and mm-hmm. races and stuff coming together to kind of fight a greater cause, you know. So I think that's sort of what it's about is. You have all these random different types of aliens and stuff that are coming together, even though they have their own issues, and now they're going to work together to murder a bunch of stuff that's trying to murder them.
Maybe there's some like galactic resource that they've used up and they're branching out to the next galaxy.
I bet it's salt. I think they've run out of... I'm calling it now, people. Put your money in salt. We're losing it. 2019, no more salt in the world. If you own all of the salt... You can sell it back to people with bland food.
There's going to be no more water if we keep this up.
Here's the thing, guys. Get desalination machines, okay? You can take the salt out of the water. You can save the water and the salt. And then you can sell both to people. And if they want salt water for, say, their fish tanks, then you can sell them both. And they'll mix it and they'll put a fucking shark in
there. Damn, double profit.
You guys don't even understand! You don't get it! But yeah, I think it's gonna be fun. Are they coming out with a like remake of the trilogy for the PS4, or is that something I've created in my head? I refuse to Google it.
I think you've created that in your head.
You know what else I've created in my head?
Jose has it.
Jose has what?
All three of the games that came out. He has that little bundle where all three of them came out.
But not on PS4.
No, I don't think they ever planned to release it. I think they just rebundled it.
Boring. I wonder how many times they're going to repackage GTA 3 through San Andreas. I'd love to buy that all the time on everything.
Oh, well, they released it on the console, phone, and were they going to VR it now?
No, but the thing is they put it on the PS2, of course. Then the Xbox came out, and they at least did the bundle Vice City and San Andreas. And then it came to the PS3 and the 360. And then it came to the PS4 now, where you can buy the triple pack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard. I really liked those games, but at the time, I think at our oldest, when San Andreas came out, we were like maybe 15, 16, something like that.
Probably younger.
Yeah, and which we should not have been playing it. But if you play GTA 5 now and try to go back to playing those games, it's so difficult. The fact that you can't, oh my God, you go back to Vice City, you can't even climb,
I don't think you can even swim.
You can't, definitely can't swim. I remember when swimming was that, I was like, oh shit, I don't have to worry about accidentally driving my car into the water and dying.
Oh, that was 4, right?
What
Where
was?
You could swim, but... Like, Nico would only go out so far, and then you'd have to hit triangle, and then it'd warp him back to shore.
No, you're thinking of Saints Row, that warp to shore thing. You fucking idiot. This is why we don't do the podcast together. You don't know what you're talking about. People say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Everyone says, oh, Jose's the cute one. Jose knows what he's talking about. Jose doesn't have an annoying, dumbass, bassy voice, and his dog doesn't break in the middle of a podcast while we're recording. But guess what? Yes, he does to all of those things.
I was going
to
say, I was like the budget person who played San Andreas. I could only afford Saints Row.
You got Saints Row with your EBT card.
Yeah.
And then you just played that. Not making fun of people with EBT cards. Sometimes people need help. I'm going to get my dog out of here. So, Justin, fill the air for me.
All right. He'll be right back.
No, you got to talk.
Yeah, you're taking Molly out.
Her name's not Molly.
It's Penny. I know Molly. It's Penny.
Come on. Let's go.
She's almost out. Her name's Molly, by the way.
It's so hard to
lock the door.
I did, but she still pops in.
Okay, dog is Penny, not Molly.
Guys, let's talk about it, okay? Is this podcast even about video games? Not this one. We're just doing it. Jose's out of here. I've lost my mind. I'm on Molly water right now. Hunza?
You're hungry.
Hunza? I am hungry. I have only
talked about games.
We did a little bit. This is totally off the rails. So, hold on.
Oh, I also forgot to mention, I tried the Diablo 3 new patch, where they
made... With the cows?
Yeah, where they went back to, I guess, the Diablo 1 style. Why?
Oh, boy. So they went to that, so...
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, the retro thing, right?
Yeah,
the retro play.
It's... the 20th anniversary, they retrofitted, I guess, a greater rift. These are activities you can do in the game. It's, you know, they put a filter over the entire screen where it looks like it's got a grainy effect. And they kind of made it where instead of 3D, like how it is, it kind of looks like 2D. And then, so, all it is 16 levels, and then that's it.
Did you ever play that one that... It was a ROM that leaked for Game Boy Advance. That was like isometric Diablo gameplay. I'll let you play it. I have it. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It was going to come out for either the Game Boy Color or the Game Boy Advance, and they just never got to any sort of finished state. No. So you still... That's another thing people should know about you. You play games past when people care about them. Like, a lot of games. So you got Diablo 3, which I think is... Overall, critically, people really like it, so that's cool. You've been playing that
since then.
For like
the first 3 months.
Yeah, but you've been playing it for 5 years now.
On and off.
And then you got Destiny. Are you still playing Destiny?
Sometimes, yeah.
So that's basically... We're going to have you back one day for an episode on games that people either love to hate or that people just don't play anymore. You got really into The Division for a week and a half. Do you still play that?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Actually, no. Here, they just released their final expansion, mm-hmm. Survival, and...
Supposedly that's supposed to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's why I was going to check it out, because it's pretty much like a blizzard has taken over New York, and so you got to, you know, fight other players and PCs while trying to survive the blizzard. And I thought that should have been like the vanilla game, but it wasn't. And then so I was like, oh, well, that's kind of interesting. It adds a survivability to, you know, where instead of you're fighting to, you know, stay alive from this plague or whatever, mm-hmm. there's a blizzard that you also have to watch out for.
Yeah, and it was the Black Friday plague, right?
Yeah, something like that. Something with money. And so...
And greedy people.
Right. And I was going to check that out. I tried it for literally 2 minutes and I died.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, well, I checked out the new expansion.
Time to go over to
Dying Light in.
Yeah, we're gonna play that today. We should. What about No Man's Sky? You haven't got back into that? How far did you get into that before you finally gave up? Because you got it day one, like hour one.
Yeah, so...
And you were up playing it.
What I did is I started out day one, and what they did is if you pre-ordered it, you get a special chip with a warp drive. But since you get the warp drive, they don't teach you how to make the warp drive because you already have it.
Okay.
So what I did is I got the space, ran out of fuel, and they didn't teach me how to make a warp drive and the fuel, so I was stuck. I restarted, and then that was it.
That's it, really?
That's it.
Man, they came out with that foundation update to literally lay a foundation for almost an entirely new game.
Boring.
I think in a year or two, it's going to be a great game. But as Jose and I have talked about before, these shitheads that are like, kill yourself. You guys are monsters and liars and sending death threats and stuff. Not cool, bros. If you do that, don't listen to this podcast. And I know what you're saying to yourself. I don't listen to your podcast. It fucking sucks.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, yeah, I think the guy who directed the game, Sean or whatever, the entire development team has gone quiet, and he hasn't said anything since it came out.
They were quiet for 3 months on their Twitter, and then finally they were like, "Hey, we got this foundation coming out, bye." And then I don't blame them. There's not much you can say.
He took the money and ran.
No, I don't think so.
He had to have.
No, but the thing is, he just left.
Yeah, he had to have.
And remind me of that in a sec. I'm going to go back to something. But no, they were a pretty small team, and then Sony was like, "Hey, let's get in on this." Mm-hmm. And it became this much bigger thing than I think they intended it to. And then it really got way out of hand. They just wanted to do something pretty basic. And then they thought maybe with Sony's backing they could do this. But really it just was one of the most hyped games ever and probably the most undelivering game ever.
It's a great concept, fantastic concept, but...
And
the stuff that they overhyped it wasn't there.
And I think what sucks is it is a really great concept, but I don't think anyone else is going to touch it because of what happened with
exactly.
This. It could easily. And I think the idea of even if you do something like that, I don't know, just exploring space, I think is a difficult thing to conceive of because not many people have ever actually done that in real life. Mm-hmm. So getting it to be interesting and realistic, like the idea of going to a planet that could be totally barren and just boring is so realistic. But at the same time, you want to go somewhere and have it look like Jurassic Park and have it be interesting and stuff.
That reminds me of that video you showed me.
It was a great video. But no, I was thinking about the, what was it? The chameleon, right? ColecoVision thing. Remember when that guy was like, "Hey, we're building a new retro ColecoVision thing. And you're going to be able to just..." Yeah, we're going to come out with cartridges again, and you're going to play games on cartridges.
Never happened.
And then they were like, "Hey, this is just a pieces of an SNES in here or something. It's not actually happening." And eventually had to be like, "Hey, I've been lying,
right?
And I just stole all of your money." That's what I want to do. I want to scam people. I want to be like, "Here's a watch that reads your heart rate and tells people when you're dying or you're fucking," which is pretty much the same for me. I don't know about you, but when I have sex, my heart rate plunges.
It doesn't go up, it just drops.
it drops to a dangerous 30 beats per second, and outside you wouldn't have guessed it.
So are you just selling them just a regular watch that doesn't have all this?
No, it'd probably just be one of those slap bracelets that I draw a little face on.
You're the worst.
It would just be, and it'd come with a little proverb inside a cookie that said, "Even a broken clock is right twice a day."
You can be like the guy from Hello Games, Sean, and take the money and run.
Guys, you see, you're advocating people attack these people. They're good, nice people. I'm going to keep saying
more
people.
You don't know him.
You know what I do know, Justin? All I do is win, win, win. That's annoying. God. I really had no plans. I probably should have planned better. Guys, I want to apologize to you. I want to apologize to Jose. I want to apologize...
Poor Jose.
...to his girlfriend if she has to listen to this in a similar way that Jose is going to. Justin, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. I'm sad.
I don't think we want to go into this one.
Okay, let's not go into that. I do. My girlfriend is out right now buying fruit and peanut butter. We were doing a new thing where we are only eating veggies and fruits, mm-hmm. Not like raw vegan, but we were like, let's just drop out all the processed stuff. And we've been doing that for over a week now, and we just decided this morning that sucks. So I was like, let's get bread and peanut butter and let's have actual food in the house.
That's not a New Year's resolution thing.
No, it was more so just like, hey, let's eat better, because I started getting kind of fat because I started taking this new medication and I gained like 15 pounds in 2 months. And then I was like, oh, I'm skinny fat, which is garbage because I'm not wide at all. So all my belly just spills forward.
You don't even have a belly.
I'm hiding it right now. I'm sucking it in, and I've been making sure to not drink any water so I don't retain any fluids.
I was going to say, New Year's resolutions are generally, you know, nothing special.
Hot take. What were yours?
I didn't have any.
No?
No.
So you don't want to better yourself at all?
No, because that's what I say every year.
Yeah,
so,
you say.
So it should be just, you know, just try to be a better person. It shouldn't be a resolution.
Boring. You know what mine were?
Losing your heart rate?
Lose my heart rate. Drink more Molly water. Drink more regular water.
And die.
To die, yeah. So here's the thing. Allegedly, if anyone was going to murder me, I could offer you approximately $20,000 in cash. Plus, I have about $50,000 available in credit, so you could get my credit cards for maybe like 2 days before someone finds me. So that's talking, you know, tickets. You could take my ID. If you were like a thin white man, you could probably get away with my ID even, and just do whatever you want until my girlfriend or my family finds out. Justin's shaking his head no.
I think we should cut this out.
I think it's because he wants to do it for cold hard cash. And he can, you, how long could you live on 20 grand cash? 4 days maybe?
Three.
You would, I think
I
you would
invest in some warm pants. And
I'm telling you, invest in salt. Invest in salt and water. That guy in The Big Short, he's investing in water now. I don't even understand that concept. I don't know if every time he goes by the ocean, he just grabs a cup of it or something.
By the guy in Big Short, you mean Ryan Gosling?
No, the guy who Christian Bale was portraying.
Oh, okay.
Justin, let's talk about it. What were some of your favorite movies of 2016?
Ooh.
This is our special
John
segment.
Wick.
I think that's from before
2015, but I watched it in 2016.
Did you hear me and Jose talk about it?
Briefly, I was falling asleep.
Yeah, it is a very boring podcast.
They have a John Wick 2, which is,
yes,
which I'm hoping is like really great.
It should be good. And did you see that the director of John Wick is directing Deadpool?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be cool. Mm-hmm. So that should be good. Do you think they're going to kill his dog in the second one?
No, because he's walking with his dog like near the end. I think speculative near the end. Because the house blows up and it's him and his dog are in the yard.
Oh, wait. Is there like a trailer, or are you just talking about in the
end of the new
one?
No, there's two trailers for it out now.
Really? Yeah. I have seen nothing. I've been doing this thing where I, like, we went
don't
and saw...
Don't hype yourself up.
Yeah, well, we went and saw Rogue One 3 weeks ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I did not see a single trailer for it. I heard people talking about it and tweeting about it and stuff like that. And I was just like, I have no idea what any of this means. I knew it was going to be a female protagonist for the most part. And that was really about it. And that it was obviously going to be before mm-hmm. A New Hope.
Right.
But other than that, I stayed out of it. And I loved that movie. How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought it was probably the second best Star Wars film that I watched.
What's the first one? If you say A New Hope,
I
will strangle
Empire
you.
Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
On another podcast I listened to recently, someone was talking about how Revenge of the Sith was actually a very good movie, as far as the prequels go. And so I kind of want to rewatch that. But I think about like once every 2 years, I rewatch all of them.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, so I think it'll be fun in like 2020 to go back and watch them all in order, you know, and just kind of piece everything together, even though I know what happens.
Have you
of course.
Been watching the Rogue Ones? I'm not sorry, the Rebels spinoff.
No. Are you talking about the cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's really good also.
I've heard like Clone Wars was good and everything, but I could just never get into it really.
Yeah, so I've watched all of the Clone Wars. I think there's two films that go with it, and so far I've watched everything in Rebels season 3, and they're kind of like on a hiatus right now until like a little bit later in the month. But, you know, it's refreshing because in Rebels, you know, it tells you the backstory between, you know, like these two Jedi, and they're going through the Resistance, and they come across, you know, like Darth Maul and some of the like Jedi artifacts, and then there's, you know, obviously it provides more backstory to Tarkin and Darth Vader with the Jedi Purge, and it leads up to Rogue One, which is what I thought was really great.
Maybe I'll give that a shot. Maybe I'll watch that. I just had a week off of work where I said I was going to do a bunch of stuff, and then I didn't. Yeah, so I just kind of sat at home, and I think I played a couple of video games, but that was really about it. We still have our Christmas tree up, as you probably saw.
We still have ours up, too. It's
okay, right. Cool, so I don't feel as bad. I think it might just be a year-round thing for me. Figure for Valentine's Day, we'll put some hearts on it. For Arbor Day, we will apologize to it. It's a real tree, so I hope it lasts. I hope it lasts until next Christmas.
It'll just be a giant stick.
Yeah, and then I will go out and I will chop down the next tree with that tree. I'll shape it in a way. Oh boy. Oh, my hat hit it. Everybody, I really am kind of messed up right now. I'm not gonna lie, Justin. I'm sorry you had to deal with this. Are you staring at my hat?
I like your hat.
Thank you. So I'm going bald. My hairline's receding.
No, you're not.
Dude, yeah, I am. So my hairline's receding, so I have to... Yeah, yours is too. Just because yours is doesn't mean mine isn't. Me, you, and Jose have receding hairlines. Jonathan does too, our friend Jonathan, but he won't admit it to himself. He's like, no, my hairline's always been a triangle. It's like, no.
A triangle?
Yeah, because it just
It goes back?
I meant the opposite way, but yeah, that works too. We went on a mandate to the Cheesecake Factory. The first thing he always asked me is like how I like his hair, which he just does in like a mohawk because he's a steel man and he welds and does manly stuff. And then I'm like, yeah, it's all right, man. But he denies that he broke a plate while we were there. It was just me and him on his birthday. We went out to dinner. I got the only vegan thing that Cheesecake Factory has, which is
water.
Yes, which is water, and they let me lick the plates where food used to be. But there was like a teenager dating another teenager next to us while their parents were there, you know, one of those awkward things. A
double date.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Their parents were dating?
No, they were married. This was a brother and a sister dating each other. So we already thought that was weird, and then we were like, maybe it's not, and then they were all wearing I Heart Incest shirts. It was I Heart, and then under that IN, and then CE, and then ST. It was like the play on that I Heart NY thing.
I broke up with my ex-girl.
Didn't expect that.
What'd you eat?
What do you mean, what did I
What'd
eat?
You eat?
What did I eat? What do you mean, what did I eat?
You said you ate something, the only vegan thing.
Oh, a Cobb salad. It was a vegan Cobb salad. And I've never had a Cobb salad, vegan or not. So
doesn't
I was just like.
Does that usually include chicken?
I don't know. I don't eat salads. Like, salads are dumb as hell. But if it's the only thing I can eat, that's what I get. But anyway, so at one point, Jonathan just knocks this little plate that they put like the butter in or whatever onto the floor, and it just breaks into like five pieces. And these two incestuous dating people next to us are like, there's a piece there and there. And we kind of put it back together and tried to like make it look like a plate again. Meanwhile, they're like hiding their faces behind their menus and like talking like this. And we're just like, hey, dudes, let us tell you, we're 10 years older than you. That doesn't work. Just because when you do that, I'm like, oh, they're definitely talking about us.
Whispering sweet incest.
Yeah. When we go home later. How about I come up to your bunk and we bunk, you know? But no, everyone always assumes that me and Jonathan are together because Jonathan's like a big bear of a man and I'm a little twink. So
he has a great beard.
Yeah, he has a big beard. He's a very hairy man. He's probably like 250 to 300 pounds. He can lift a steel girder over his head and bend it in any shape you can imagine.
But for you, he bends hearts.
Yes, he bends my heart. Yeah, so I think everyone is just like, oh, those two are dating, and in Indiana, that's weird for people to see a big Mexican man and a tiny white boy on a date together.
No, but you two do it pretty often, so they should get used to it.
Oh, I thought I thought you were referring to all of our sex that we have. Speaking of... Oh my god. that was
so long.
Way too long. Yeah. Guys, I don't know what to tell you. Justin, do you have anything else to say this week?
Other than, no, just thanks for having me.
Justin, you were great. I was the bad one this week. Guys, let me tell you, a bad mixture, little to no food.
Well, how about you go get some food and we come back, structure something?
I don't have any food!
When's Winnie coming back?
We just have corn in the house right now, and
that's
I don't want corn.
That's all everyone has in Indiana.
I know. No, that crow told me it's not true. But I think this is going to end it for our special episode. Do you feel fulfilled? You shouldn't.
I was going to say there's a tiny taste of melancholy.
I like that you put it up to your mouth. We can keep going. The fact that I'm even going to release this to make me look bad is kind of appalling. Thoughts?
Just edit the parts out.
All of it? I'm going to edit it out to where it's just you answering my questions.
Just the intro.
It's just going to be the intro and then you talking. You, I think the original idea of the podcast was to have you on it each week with us. And then what you said is, I talk boring. And you don't talk boring. You're the most low energy person I know. And I'm super low energy for the most part.
Well, you're more... Whenever you speak, you're more, since your voice is deeper, you sound more enthusiastic. Whereas with me, it's always like, you know, it's like, oh.
You have a littler voice than me.
Yeah.
Plus,
I always sound like I'm not happy.
Which is funny because I'm not happy.
Maybe we should switch.
You want to switch chairs?
No.
See if that doesn't
switch our happiness.
Yeah. Let's have you be super depressed. Guys, I'm going to call it quits for this special episode of 2-Bit. We kind of talked about video games. We more so talked about food, being sad, movies we've seen that Jose and I have already discussed,
and we talked about a few TV shows.
And we talked about some TV shows. So that's it for this week's 2-Bit, which I'm going to call 1.5-Bit or something.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Justin, thanks for being on here. You got any plugs? Anywhere when anybody can find you? Are you going to be playing any cafes soon or anything?
Negative.
If you want to find Justin, he said his last name at the beginning of the episode. Just Google it and see if you can find him.
It's this one white guy, and he's got like a pompadour haircut. He's the only picture that pops up, so I'm good.
When you Google yourself?
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
Once a day.
Oh my god. The results never change because nope. You always click on that one white guy. You click on the pompadour and you go, still
not
me.
Yeah, he looks angry.
He has a ton of clicks because you keep Googling yourself. I'm going to start doing that now. So if you guys want to, go ahead and Google Justin. I'm hoping this is another 15 seconds long. Guys, we did it. We made it through. I'm so sorry. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and
Twitter. Jose will be here next week.
Jose will be here next week. He keeps things structured. I don't. And next week, I won't come here heavily medicated and heavily depressed. That part, no promises. But anyway, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 2-Bit Podcast. Send some questions, some comments, some concerns for my health at 2bitpod@gmail.com. And please go on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. If you rate us 5 stars and then you insult us, we will read it. And we will give you credit. So rate us 5 stars and then say whatever you want to say. Just don't think of this particular episode when you're rating and reviewing us. This is not indicative of how the show goes. And it's no one's fault but my own. So with this, say your last words, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, Scott. And that's it.
Fuck you.
R.I.P. and peace.
Maxi Peso. Maxi Peso.